This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. If you missed last week's show, we had Derek Gundy, Vice President of U.S. Operations for the Father's Rights Movement. I want you to log on to fathermatters.org, blogtalkradio.com, or soundcloud.com. Or also, you can go to the Father Matters Facebook page, because you really got to hear Derek's personal testimony. Army veteran, fought for this country, has a son in Germany. He's still fighting for that. And we didn't get a chance to get deep, deep into the Father's Rights Movement. That's why I asked Derek to come back again this week so we can really plug this. They got over 300,000 likes on their Facebook page, worldwide organization. Derek Gundy, welcome back to the Father Matters Show, my friend.
Thank you for having me back, Vance.
Derek, I'm telling you, man, we had a powerful show last week, very powerful. Emails, phones, everything lit up like I knew they would. I want to make sure, before we even get into this interview, how can people get in touch with the Father's Rights Movement? Before, we're going to plug it again at the end of the show, but I want to answer that right now.
Well, generally, we have a full team of admin message handling staff that answer the messages, typically through the Facebook page itself. Now, there's other ways to get in touch with us, but that's where you're going to get seen and heard the most. We get about 200 emails per day.
Yes.
And it's quite an operation. But if you can message us, if you want to have your story posted, we usually do that anonymously, and then you're able to get feedback from lots of people. It's also a good place to contact us about volunteering. If you're interested in volunteering in your state chapter, we do have the Arizona state chapter, but we have them in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. We have them in the in all Canadian provinces and several European and other chapters around internationally. But you can reach us also at info@tfrm.us.
Two dots or one dot?
One dot.
Okay, so that's info at T as in Tony, F as in Frank, R as Raymond, M as Michelle, dot U.S.
That's correct.
We didn't get it. Go ahead.
Well, you can reach us that way. You can also reach us through your state chapter. So if you're on the Georgia Fathers' Rights Movement or the Arizona Fathers' Rights Movement, you just message their page. And, you know, if you're interested in volunteering or becoming a part of that chapter team, you let them know. That's one of the best ways to come into the TFRM organization. We have right now over 300 volunteers.
Wow.
That help out on all the chapters and in various departments. We have a need for technical support. We have a need for people that can write grant requests and technical writing and HR, because we do track our staff. So there are many different organizations, and you can organizational positions and ways that you can volunteer that you can find out about on our website, www.fathersrightsmovement.us.
Derek, tell us about the Father's Rights Movement. What's the birth of it? Why? What's the cause? What's the purpose? There are millions of people who heard about it, but there's thousands and thousands of people who need to be connected to the Father's Rights Movement. What is it about?
Sure. Well, it's about empowering fathers on the legal front and you know, encouraging fathers to stand up for their rights even where we're disadvantaged. Obviously, if the world was right, we would walk into the courtroom on equal footing. Well, I can say that our main legislative goal that we're pushing for, along with many others in the whole family law reform movement, because we're only one part of that, But the legislative goal is that we're trying to get what we call a rebuttable presumption of 50-50 custody of children, meaning that when you walk into the courtroom, that courtroom presumes that unless you can prove that it's not in a child's best interest, that shared parenting is the way, is the starting point that court needs to look at both parents equally. And then if there are factors that would warrant, you know, one parent having primary custody over the other, then you move to that. But we want to start with the presumption that shared parenting is best for children and that both parents, whether you're a father or a mother, are presumed to be equally as likely to be in that child's best interest.
And how did the Fathers' Rights Movement get started? What was the birth of it?
Okay, so the birth of it was our founder. He's our CEO and president. He's also a great interviewer if you ever want to talk to him.
Absolutely.
He's wonderful. He lives in Alaska, and his name is Tom Fibler.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and he started the Facebook page, the Fathers' Rights Movement. I want to say it was around 2012.
Okay.
And if you know anything about building a Facebook page, it took forever, probably 2 years for 10,000 people to like the page.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's all taken off. So he is the guy that really set the tone. I definitely think it could have gone another direction with anyone else, but he has set this organization up to be inclusive. And that's not to say that you're not going to see things that you like on the Facebook page, or things that people may perceive to be negative or whatever, because the page really runs the whole range of emotions that people deal with when they're going through this. You'll see funny stuff. You'll see, angry stuff. You'll see happy stuff. We like to post about successes and wins. Definitely, we love our large about 40% of female supporters.
Wow,
we have those. We can check our demographics, and they are highly active on the page. And as you said before, it's mothers, grandmothers, mm-hmm. new wives, girlfriends, and sisters, cousins, and really just anybody that has witnessed the sort of injustices that we face firsthand. But I'm also going to say that even though we are the Fathers' Rights Movement, we do recognize that a lot of these situations and injustices that people face in court, that it happens to mothers. And that's probably going to grow as time goes on. So we are a source of support for some of those. A lot of them are turned off to the fact that we are geared primarily toward fathers. However, we do have many on our volunteer staff who are women going through the very same things that we fathers are mm-hmm. used to going through in the court system.
Why did Thomas start something like this on the Facebook page?
Well, because he has a testimony much like so many of the other fathers. You know, you've got your false accusations, you've got your, being separated from your kids and having to work up from a total deficit to being in your child's life. And in his case, he has achieved a 50-50 shared parenting scenario. And, one of the things, and he'll tell you this, is that his children were kind of on the older they were a little older when the separation occurred, so that they were able to be vocal.
Yeah.
And so, even though, and that's what's so remarkable, because he's achieved what most of the fathers, have not, which is, an actual shared parenting scenario with his children. Yet, he still devotes so much time on a daily basis to doing this big, this huge endeavor, on behalf of other fathers who are still trying to get to where he's at.
And it's a saying that I always say to people, Derek, it's incredible, because you said he started this, he birthed this out of his pain. I birthed Father Matters out of my pain. You got involved with the Father's Right movement out of your pain. I always share with people, the deeper the hurt, the greater the use.
Well, once you see it, you can't look away.
You see what I mean? And I tell people, when things happen, regardless, we can do one of two things. We can get bitter or we can get better. OK, and the choice is ours. And the outcome is not going to always be the way we want it to be. OK, I know that firsthand. You know it firsthand. But it's amazing how it's the people who, man, when I started Father Matters, I was a 27, 28 year old kid, man, delivering potato chips on a potato chip truck. I was the furthest guy from anybody you would think that would want to start a father's movement, organization. I grew up without my dad. My dad and I have a great friendship today. But it took me to go through what I went through to understand what my dad went through, because I was one of those sons, Derek, that like I always heard negative about my dad from my mom. I always heard bad about my dad from my mom. And then when as I started getting older, I started asking my own questions. And some of this, I don't know what you want to call it, hurt, hatefulness, evilness, whatever it is, my mom was turning, as I got older, she was turning it towards me. And then when I was able to talk to my father's side of the family and talk to different people, I heard and saw for myself, because I always share with people, and I like what you said about Thomas. You said his kids were kind of on the older side. What's sad, Derek, is when you got children that's newborns to 3-4 years old, and for a toy train or a brand new doll, they can be persuaded to say something against the other parent. Okay, but yeah, I always tell people eventually they're not going to believe that. That's why you got to stay the course, because one day the child is going to say, you know, mom, or you know that, mom, dad doesn't act like that. Dad didn't say that to me. What were you going to say, Derek?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, that goes to the whole time thing, you know, the time that you have with your children, because if you're a stark contrast to what is being said about you and you don't reciprocate that, when you are the example, when you set the example, then, you know, that those things don't stick. Now, they may for a while, and you may have to work through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to resist the urge to badmouth the other parent, and that's a tough situation to be in. But when you fight and you stay there and you're in their life, you get in their life, you know, do whatever it takes to do that, and you're able to provide that example, then ultimately the truth will prevail.
Yes, but like you said, you've got to stick in there. You got to stay plugged in. You got to reach out to the Father's Right movement. Father's Rights movement. Go to their Facebook page, their website page. Too many men are doing life on their own, Derek, and they turn into the bottle. They're turning to pornography. They're turning to hate. And we got to make sure that we don't become bitter like that. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Derek Gunby. We're going to hear more from Derek after this. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. My special guest today is Derek Gunby, Vice President of U.S. Operations for the Father's Rights Movement. I want you to get in touch with them. By Facebook, by website, get in touch with the Father's Rights Movement. If you want to support them financially, go to their website page. And if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. We need your help. There, you know, I used to tell people a lot, you can go almost on any corner and there's a program or a service for women and children. And for men, it's like, oh, we don't have funding for that. Oh, father's supposed to do this, supposed to do that, you know. But men need support. Men need help. Too many men are doing life on their own. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to fathermatters.com, blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime at soundcloud.com. And also keep in touch with our Facebook page too. We will be putting both of Derek's shows on the Facebook page. Derek, you got some events coming up this summer. Time is flying so by. That's flying by so fast. This is why I needed you to come on 2 weeks. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this summer.
Well, there are some things that may be happening before the summer. April 25th is what they call Parental Alienation Day, and it's not a Father's Rights Movement type of event, but there are usually rallies around that time, and we'll be posting on the page you know, any other organizations or groups that are promoting events on April 25th.
What's Parent Alienation Day? I haven't even heard about that. To unpack that a little bit.
It's sort of an unofficial annual awareness day, which is April 25th, mm-hmm. Parental Alienation Awareness Day. And alienation is just what we've been talking about,
yeah.
when children are turned against other parents. And it is such a significant phenomenon and such a common phenomenon, and it's not addressed even remotely adequately in
yes.
the court system and in the psychological community. And so, you know, it kind of also goes to the whole family law reform movement as a whole, which we're trying to get parental alienation recognized and more widely. We want professionals in courts, friends of the court, to be educated on the subject so that they can address it and take steps to prevent or help these cases where parental alienation is happening. And so April 25th is where, you know, you'll see people gathering either at their local courthouses or at the state houses and trying to bring awareness to that issue. So if you're not even on the Father's Rights Movement, if you're on any of these groups, organizations, pages, forums that have to do with these matters with divorce and child custody and family law, you'll run across these types of events where people are trying to organize and trying to get as many people as they can to go and talk to legislators or talk to the media. So be on the lookout for things going around April 25th. And, you know, be aware of any rallies that may be happening between now and even April, because right now legislatures are in session. So this is where we're getting these shared parenting bills and legislation trying to pass through, you know, the state legislators, the House and the Senate. We're trying to rally in support of these bills in some of the states, North Dakota, Alabama, Texas. There are several states. I want to say there's about 20 or 30 states where there's some form of family law reform legislation going on. Now, our main rally, what we try to do is try to get simultaneous rallies going on what we call the Fatherless Day rallies, and it's on the Father's Day weekend. And as things develop, we'll be putting out more information on where those events are taking place, and the best place that you can find out about them is by contacting your state chapter.
So
One in Washington, D.C. During Father's Day weekend.
How would people find out if they have a Father's Rights Movement chapter in their state?
Well, you just type in the Arizona Father's Rights Movement, and then you'll see our logo. We have kind of a trademarked logo,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have the state underneath it. That's how you'll kind of differentiate between some website or a Facebook page that's calling themselves the Father's Rights Movement and one that's an official chapter of TFRM.
That's awesome, because we have listeners that are national, and we have listeners from California to Pennsylvania, and it'd be nice for them to punch up, what, Pennsylvania Father's Rights Movement, California, Bay Area, San Francisco. Is that how they would do that?
Yes. We actually, California is one of those states that has some subchapters like that, the Bay Area, Sacramento. Mm. It's good that you mentioned that, yes. It goes down to even more local levels, at least in California. Most of them are state-level pages. But you can also find that on our website. If you go and you click chapters, there's a whole list of all of our chapters, to include international. So you can actually go directly to your state Facebook page. And we have teams, active teams, depending on the state and how active that particular state is, that are there to answer emails and coordinate and work with you if they don't have a rally planned and you want to do one on the Fatherless Day, then talk to them.
That's right.
Get something going. I mean, if two people show up with a banner and get a media interview, that's something.
That's right.
So, I think we're planning, Washington, D.C. is usually a pretty big one. Depending on the state and how active people are in rallying for family law reform, the sizes of the crowd will vary.
So, again, for people to get to find out what's going on in their states and their chapters, to learn more about Father's Rights Movement, what is your page address for the website, the Facebook? Do Father's Rights Movement have a Twitter account as well?
We do. We're trying to keep it active. I think our Instagram account is a lot more active.
What is your Instagram account? What is your Facebook page? What is your? I want people to call Father's Rights Movement to get involved, share the word, get this information out, because you guys are doing powerful, powerful, great things, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. How can people get in touch with you, Derek?
Okay, so on Twitter, we are our handle is at TFRM5050. No slash mark or anything. So it's the at symbol TFRM5050. And then our Instagram is Instagram.com/TheFathersRightsMovement. So you can find us there. But if you want to find your chapter page, you just go to our website, www.fathersrightsmovement.us/chapters, and you'll get a whole big, nice list there, and you can pick out whatever your chapter is, go to their page, like them, send them a message, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm interested in rallies, I'm interested in, or I'm interested in helping out with the page, with the group, talking to fathers. That's one of the biggest things we do is we talk to fathers and try to help them out, try to get them to resources where they can get the help they need.
Because what I appreciate, the men that reach out to you, what is a quick story of somebody who for the first time reaching out to you, coming to you, heartbroken, busted, and everything else? What happens in that process, Derek?
Well, they get a hold of us two ways. If you go to our Facebook page, we have at the top as our banner, background banner, it is a list of fathers who have volunteered and have taken the necessary training to deal with several things, crisis, suicide, those types of things. And those guys are just wonderful. They'll talk to you about your case, try to get you to some resources, help you out. We're not lawyers, we're not psychologists,
right,
but we are fathers who do understand,
right,
and are there to help out. And then the other way is that people write us. They write us on the page and they kind of put out their story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we are a relatively small team of people handling the messages, it's difficult for us to get into individual conversations.
Right, I understand.
So what we do is we will post people's questions and stories as anonymous. because we don't want to be a party to the law, to any law,
sure,
to litigation. And we don't want to expose any parties in any litigation cases, whether it be the ex or children's names or that judge or whatever. So we'll put out the story or question, and because our page has over 300,000 people following, people will chime in. They'll give their advice and input, and you know, it is the internet, so
yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have some of those, you know, a few here and there that aren't going to be helpful.
Derek Gunby, Vice President of U.S. Operations of the Fathers' Rights Movement. Thank you for joining me 2 weeks in a row, my friend. God bless your organization, Thomas, for starting this thing. Everything that you guys are doing, let's definitely stay in touch. Thank you again, Derek. I appreciate you, bro.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.